This week has been a good one for Czech anti-smoking campaigners. On Tuesday, the High Court in Brno supported a lawsuit taken by one tenant in an apartment building to ban his neighbors from smoking on the stairwells and corridors. It is a ruling that has for the first time backed the right of non-smokers to prevent people lighting up in their environment. Now, a proposed new law is to come before Parliament, which aims to make it harder to smoke in public places. Colleen O'Connor has the details.
In a week when EU Health Commissioner Marcos Cipriano has called for a blanket ban on smoking in public places across Europe, some politicians in the Czech Republic are gearing up to introduce tougher smoking legislation. Although public places like bars and restaurants here are obliged to have separate smoking areas, these are often right beside smoking zones, which means in effect that non-smokers are not protected from the risks of passive smoking. One of the people tabling the new draft law is Civic Democrat MP Boris Szczasny. He says the proposed amendment is geared to remove the obvious deficiencies in the present smoking legislation.
The main shortcomings include the fact that non-smokers aren't protected against the harm caused by passive smoking in public areas, particularly bars, restaurants and other hostelries. We're trying to ensure that non-smoking areas are separated by a wall and that these places have better ventilation. In this way, smokers can still go to these places while at the same time non-smokers are protected.
Other improvements in the proposed law include giving local authorities discretionary powers to ban smoking in places like children's playgrounds and sports halls. It should also ban smoking in any enclosed public spaces like train station waiting rooms. Although previous attempts to tighten up smoking legislation have failed, this particular proposal does appear to have enough cross-party support in Parliament to be passed when it's tabled. Anti-smoking campaigners welcome the proposed change, but argue that it doesn't go far enough. Dr. Eva Králíková is one of the Czech Republic's leading experts on smoking-related illnesses.
It's better law than we have, and it should go further, because this proposal contains the possibility to keep smoking in extra rooms in restaurants. But if we have some divided spaces for smokers in our restaurants, then anyway, some waitress has to be there and enter this carcinogenic room and space, so smoking should be banned because of them.
Boris Szczasny says that if the proposed law is properly implemented, it should both facilitate smokers, who make up about one-third of the Czech population, whilst also maximising the safety of non-smokers. Campaigners like Eva Králíková, however, maintain that until more comprehensive anti-smoking legislation, like the law that exists in Ireland, for example, is introduced across Europe, passive smoking will continue to be a major health hazard.
Passive smoking causes diseases and deaths. It's about more than 1,000 non-smokers who die each year in the Czech Republic because of passive smoking. It's almost 80,000 people dying because of passive smoking within the European Union. It's about 300 employees in the restaurant industry dying in the European Union each year. Each working day, one is dying because of the exposition to passive smoking.
Dr. Eva Králíková ending that report by Colleen O'Connor.